I served in student government roles, everything from, like I mentioned, volunteer coordinator to like Senate chair to cultural affairs commissioner to president. I mean, I kind of dug in where I could, but then toward the end, I took more responsibility toward external things that weren't as critical to the operations of student government. And one of those positions was as AEB member, which is the Auxiliary Enterprise Board. Now check this out. So the Auxiliary Enterprise Board basically approves contracts that come into the college. So one of those contracts was with Aramark. Now Aramark was the company that we contracted to run the student cafeteria. Aramark is also the company contracted to provide food to prisons and prisoners. And now, interesting dynamic, right? So do we as students want to fund and continue to fund the, you know, a company that's profiting from students and also has this really dubious relationship to prison building and expansion? So, you know, it's the people that were in these, you know, these roles, you know, myself in this role, that can push back around this contract being approved. But again, there's critique about why we even need to be, why we need to be in those positions. Like, why are we spending our time around, why are we wasting our time on, you know, being part of like the Student Academic Senate? And why do we need to be part of these seemingly internal structures in the college when we really are trying to build a mass movement? And there was some real tensions there. And it wasn't always as, I mean, this example is clear, but, you know, there, we had huge conversations around electoral politics. Should we be voting? You know, what does it mean to give the folks in power more power and more legitimacy? And what are the vehicles where we can disrupt those things? And so this was constant. This was a constant conversation.